Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
In Buzz Baby University, if you have a teenager, there's a 45% chance that they have done this without you knowing.
Oh.
45% chance is pretty much saying you get a 50-50 shot of them doing this or not.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
It depends on how you look at it.
Mm.
You would probably think it's ha 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 funny. Oh. I am scared to death that my kid's going to be on the wrong side of the 50%.
I have a couple of guesses. First kiss.
Three choices or three answers.
Okay, first kiss. Made money without you knowing. And
kind of random.
I don't remember the third one.
Made money?
Yeah, like
a drug deal? What do you mean made money without you knowing? Why would your kid keep that from you?
No, I don't know. Sold something of theirs or something to somebody. And okay, let me think. The third one is...
Not to judge your guesses,
yeah,
but that was a lousy guess.
Well, there's an obvious one, like, had sex for the first time without you knowing. Is that the answer?
No, that's not even.
Wow, what is it?
50-50% chance of that?
Without you knowing? Probably more than that. What is it? What's the answer?
If you have a teenager, there's a 45% chance they have snuck out of the house without you knowing.
No! Did you? When you were...
No, I was the goody-goody of the sisters.
Oh.
I really was. I was sandwiched between my older sister who tried to get away with things and my younger sister who is just so, she's the third one. She's the spoiled one. She got away with a lot. And I was just sandwiched in between there.
Middle child syndrome.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So no, I never have. I'm sure you have.
I lived in the middle of nowhere with no streetlights. Like, there's
okay,
nowhere
so
to go.
Okay, so let's talk about then you as a parent. Did you ever catch the boys sneaking out?
No.
You didn't?
No, they may have, but I never
caught
them.
Well, let's call them.
I should ask them. Both of them, I'm positive, are pretty much sleeping right now. But
Would you have gotten mad if you caught them sneaking out of the house?
Yeah, I would have gotten mad. It would have been, it would have been one of them learning lesson things. I would have been like, what if, you know? And I didn't know, if you got hurt or got
what
in trouble.
What kind of getting mad would you have gotten? Please, you'd be like,
Hey, don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to take away your phone for 5 minutes. What are you going to do when your daughter sneaks out? Because
they're not going to.
Oh, yes, they are. I bet you they are. I think girls sneak out more than boys.
Gosh, I would. 50-50 shot? I got 50-50 odds
well,
of them doing this?
You know what? There's all kinds of technology that'll keep them from doing this now, you know.
Oh, wait a minute. Is this an old school? This might be an old school survey. You're right. How can you get away with it nowadays?
I mean, with
you can't.
With Wi-Fi cameras and sensors, and you can even see if somebody turned. You can even tell when someone turns off your alarm.
222-2899. If you caught your kid, your teenager sneaking out, A, how would you react? And B, can they even do it now? What if you catch a neighbor's kid sneaking out? Do you say something?
Oh, wow. No, you say something to the kid, and then, like, you get your free lawnmower, like, for free for the rest of your life.
Oh, my gosh. You can't teach a kid how to bribe somebody.
Blackmail, Sandra. Blackmail and intimidation. That's how you run your teenagers, right?
It's blackmail. That's what it is. That's what it is.
So we're always at 222 Buzz. 98.9 a Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy. Hello.
I think Kelly had a good point. We just got off the phone with a Buzz listener, Kelly. It, you know what? Sneaking out of the house might be becoming an extinct thing.
Practice?
Yeah, is it a practice? What would you refer to it as? In Buzz Baby University this morning, 222-2899. If you have a teenager, they say you get a 50-50 chance that they're going to sneak out of the house without you knowing.
Kelly had said that, girls do it more than boys. She confirmed that. Because girls are more, her quote. Yeah, she confirmed. She said, girls are more gaga over boys than boys are over girls. Girls will do anything to go meet a boy. Boys, we play hard to get.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
No, I teach my girls the opposite. I'm like, don't you be. I already nipped that in the bud. I've told them that lesson since they were. You should start teaching Ellie this now. Get a jump start on it. Don't you be having a boy distract your focus on school and what's important. Let them work at it. Yeah. Yeah.
She says she has a 14 and 16 year old nieces that sneak out on occasion.
But I don't know how. How do you sneak out of a house now with video cameras everywhere? If not you, a neighbor will have a video camera that might capture it. Like, you can't. This is becoming extinct.
I
don't have to worry about
initially
this.
I thought that technology would make it more difficult because it would seem obvious. But then remember, teenagers are more savvy when it comes to technology. You know, they're going to put up, like, they're going to be like Ocean's 11. They're going to be putting up like things on the video feed, like all like they're sleeping in their bed and they flip the feed over and it's just this loop that shows them sleeping and then they sneak out of their bedroom. There's going to be all kinds of like high tech.
You got a point there because I am not tech savvy, so they probably could sabotage it in some way I would not have any knowledge.
Got another call on the Buzz. Hi, Buzz Baby University. You're a professor.
Hey, brother.
Hey, man. How's it going? Is this Steve?
It is.
Hey, what's up? So you daughters at all and sneaking out of the house?
I got one, and she's already done it once.
Oh.
At you saying it so matter of fact. Did you get mad at her? Did you think it was cute? Like,
I didn't think it was cute at all.
Okay, all right.
She paid an ultimate price for it because she was treated like crap from the person she snuck out to.
Ah, I see. There you go. Yeah.
And
talk me through that for a second here. Because your inflection is so calm, and so it must have happened a while ago.
It happened last year when she was 15,
and she
snuck out of the house because she thought she was mature enough to handle the situation of meeting a boy someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have surveillance? Do you have any cameras on the house? I'm trying to figure out. Okay.
Nope.
All right. That's how she did. So what was her punishment? What did you do when you
punishment?
Found out? Yeah.
Oh, her phone got tied down like you wouldn't believe, like restrictions everywhere. She was grounded for a couple months, at least a month.
Nice.
She now is subject to phone searches anytime. If she deletes anything on the phone, she loses her phone. And I agree with it. My son, who's 15 now, no interest whatsoever.
Of sneaking out of the house.
He'd rather be working on his go-kart or his mini bike that he's building in the garage. With the girls nowadays, the social peer pressure that they're under, especially everything on the internet and all these social media pages, that's the other thing. She's not allowed to have Snapchat. She's not allowed to have Instagram. Or anything
This is a life sentence for her.
It was that stuff that got her in trouble. It was that stuff that sucked her into that void of indecision and poor choices.
Yeah, wow. That's a good angle on it. Thanks, man.
All right. Well, you had a 50-50 chance, and there you go.
All right, guys. I'll see you later.
Have a great day. Thanks for being on the Buzz.
The Judgment Zone.
Yeah, it's coming up. Here we go.
Yeah, this almost doesn't even need to go in the judgment zone.
What's
this
that?
Is going to be so easy. The answer, we know.
Oh, no, wait a second. You've been debunked before.
I know. I'm hoping not in this case. That's a little battle in our house that I'm hoping you guys will side with me.
Okay,
anyhow.
Good.
Okay, jerk or justified. To request this of your spouse when they take their staycation. Should I say what it is now?
Sure, why not?
For the
no,
do it now?
Ahead. Yeah,
okay.
Do it now. Because this is juicy and it's all about you guys.
2-2-2-2-8-9-9. Jerk or justified to ask your spouse to do home projects during their staycation.
Wow. Because
you know you had to cancel the family vacation going to Florida or whatever for obvious reasons. So now you guys are stuck at home. Is it a week of home projects? I'm hoping so.
To ask your spouse to do home projects during the staycation, jerk or justified. Yeah. We're open at 222-BUZZ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.